The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Daryl Hazel. Purdue visits Marshall on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions from the media.
Well, I know our guys are excited to get started this season. We're looking forward to going down to Huntington and playing a great opponent, and it'll be the only game on TV. And I know our guys are ready to go, and they're in a relaxed mode right now and very confident. So it's an exciting time for us.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions from the media.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Bob Amusen with Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach. What are your thoughts on Tim Beckman being fired at Illinois?
Hey, Bob, we are so enthralled with what we have to get done on Sunday. That's all our focus is on. We don't have time to worry about what's going on with Beck and the Illinois program right now. So we respect that situation and look forward to playing Marshall on Sunday.
How do you think Bill Cubitt will do there?
Bill will do a good job. Bill and I have worked together at, Rutgers, and I've known him for a long time, so he'll do a good job there.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Doug Smock.
Yeah, Coach. You were 1-11 2 years ago, 3-9 last year. What is going to make this Purdue team better than those teams raise the win totals?
Well, I think we're a much more confident team. We're a much better-looking team. We're faster. We're playing at a much higher level, at least in practice, than what we were the first 2 years. So we'll have to see how we kick it off on Sunday. But I'm excited about this team, how they're playing, and just the trust they have in one another and the knowledge of what we're trying to do schematically.
What's the status of you all call him Danny E? Is he going to be ready to go Sunday?
Danny's good. Yeah, he'll be 100% this afternoon in practice, and he'll be ready to go.
Thanks, Coach.
Welcome.
As a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of James Colliner with WMUL-FM.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking my question. Looking at Marshall and what Devin Johnson was able to do last year, how that compares with several of the Big Ten running backs that you guys faced and had good success on, how does that set up coming into the game Sunday?
Well, he's a special player. What makes him so good is, he's very strong, breaks a lot of tackles, and he's got deceptive speed and quickness. So he'll be a challenge for us, and we have to do some certain things. That's one of the keys to our defense is to get him stopped. So that's going to be quite a challenge because he's a good player.
Your linebacking core and your secondary, how much do you rely on that to really hold down the pass-happy offense that Marshall in the past years have shown that they like to go with?
Yeah, they spread it out and they throw it all over the place, a little bit of backyard football, and we have to do a good job of mixing up our coverages and try to keep some disguise for the new quarterback. But we have two really good corners on the outside, and I like our chances of covering those outside guys for sure. And, our safeties are adjusting, and they'll figure out how to get those inside slots covered.
Good enough. Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Grant Traylor with the Herald Dispatch.
Hey, Coach. How's it going today?
Going great. Thank you.
How much easier does it make it on your staff just having the continuity up front that you all have with all five guys returning?
I can't tell you how big that's been for us. Just being able to evaluate other position groups because of the experience on the offensive line has been, it's been a blessing. You talk about not being able to evaluate quarterbacks and running backs and receivers in the past because we were always breaking down up front, and that's not been the case here this fall season. So it's fun. It's fun having those big guys up front back.
Well, and on the flip side of that, your defensive ends, trying to gain some experience there. Fall camp has really been a blessing to go against such a quality offensive line.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you talk about those guys have to get a little bit better too. Evan Panfil's done a great job, as well as Antoine Miles. It's because they're going against pretty good players every day. You're right.
What have you seen from Michael Birdsong on film that's impressed you? I know it's been a couple of years since he played.
Yeah, we went back and studied his film from JMU and watched him throw. I think he's got a big arm, and his timing's pretty good, and his accuracy, based on the film that we had, seemed to be really good.
All right, thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Stacy Clardy with Golden Black.
Hey, Daryl. Austin went to work outside of the football program this summer, you know, with a sports psychologist kind of working on his mechanics. Were you okay with that, and what kind of, I guess, fruit did you see coming from that work?
Well, I think anything that you can do as a player or as a person to enhance what you're trying to be great at, I'm all in favor of. So, I support that 100%. And you know what, like I said earlier, I think what he's done for us now is just he's kind of relaxed. And before he was up and down a little bit, I won't say hyper, but he thought that energy and emotion was always the thing that was the right thing to be. And I think now he's in a good state where it calms other people down around him.
How much freedom are you going to give him this year in terms of checking out of the plays, you know, at the line? I know you have a lot of those run-pass kind of options. Do you just feel generally more comfortable with his knowledge of defenses now to kind of identify what you need him to make those calls?
Yeah, you know, he's a veteran guy now. He's been out there enough to see it, and I think he has a great understanding of, you know, fronts and coverages, so he can get us into the right play. And if he can do that 90% of the time or better, we're going to be in good shape.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
As a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thank you.